Lecture topic, valuing free time.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected mothers and sisters, this is the time of the year when holidays, taking a break, these are the standard discussions where people are going and what they're doing. So this is not a concept that is really such a concept in deen, that a person takes a holiday as such in a formal manner. Certain times of the year are dedicated for a holiday. It's not a dini concept in itself. In certain circumstances, that will become an automatic thing in terms of, for example, somebody studying. So now there's a need for a certain amount of time to be sort of on pause to refresh in the mind, or for some other situation, for example, now the month of Ramadan, so that the ibadat of the month of Ramadan could be now fully focused on. So there's a separate kind of break, as we may call it. But the concept that has come from the West, where a holiday is in itself an objective, that concept doesn't exist in Deen. That the holiday in itself is an objective. Now that is what the Western lifestyle is all about, that is part of the objective of life. So now one is, a person takes a break to refresh in the mind, to just a little bit of change of routine, maybe change of environment a little, but the objective is to become refreshed for what the purpose of life is. Now what is our primary involvement, occupation, engagement? So this is not an objective, but to take a small break in within the limits of Shariat is a means to refreshing oneself for the objective. Now that, compared to how the Western lifestyle of breaks and holidays take place, that people need to take a break from the break. They need to take a break after the holiday because they now are so exhausted that now they need time to take to recover from that. That is, as far as the physical exhaustion is concerned. But the worst thing is that if that break and that holiday was not conducted in the right way, person didn't go to places that were free from the distractions and the traps of nafs and shaitan, and a person did not refrain from environments that were filled with sin or things that were distracting, if that was not the case, then what is going to be the outcome of it? So one is physical exhaustion. It's a minor issue. People become spiritually not exhausted in the sense that, like, tired. But now sometimes you say that the provisions got exhausted, the money got exhausted, the time got exhausted, meaning nothing left. In that sense, people become spiritually exhausted. That all that spirituality, that ruhaniyat, which sometimes person was very punctual with their amal, punctual with their tilawat of the Quran Sharif, tasbihat, zikr, tilawat, and especially the salah obviously was always on time, various other aspects of engagement in a dini manner. Now they went to such a place or did such, or went to such environments or spent the time in such a way, all that amal also stopped, rather other things crept in, and the person, whatever ruhaniyat and spirituality was built up over the months, weeks and months and maybe the whole year before, all that is drained out, exhausted, completed, finished, nothing. Now that is a disaster. That's a very serious disaster. So while taking a break is not in itself forbidden, but what is forbidden is to break deen. And then this is not an objective in itself. Otherwise it becomes an objective. So now every year it has to be some other place, especially if that is something within affordability and means. And then sometimes it's not affordable also, but then now I have to keep up with the whoever is doing what they're doing, so I also have to do the same, to borrow or do whatever else to make sure it happens, different destinations all the time, and so many other things that carry on with it, that to just go and have a merry time. What's a merry time? Allah knows what kind of merry time there can be when we're exhausting ourselves in terms of deen, in terms of ruhaniyat. So this is a matter that we need to, for a start, get the concept right. That is the starting point. Get the mindset right. Get the understanding corrected. That a holiday as an objective, this doesn't exist in deen. There isn't such a concept in deen that that is an objective. There's one hadith sharif, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Siyahatu ummati al-jihadu fi sabilillah, kama qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the touring of my ummah is jihad. So now we sometimes say touring, fine. But what kind of touring? Sometimes it is that, mashallah, the person sees the nature and the qudrat of Allah ta'ala, alhamdulillah. But do we do that? Many times we go to an area where, mashallah, there is excellent scenery, places clean of fitna, there is no fitna there, it's clean of fitna, so that's fine, and there is good scenery, the mazahir of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the manifestation of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in various things that are out there. The question is, do we take that lesson? Do we use that as a means to increase our ma'rifat? So, if that's not the case, then that has in itself become the objective. The very movement in itself for the sake of touring, for the sake of holidaying, that itself has become the objective. Whereas for a mu'min, that is not an objective. The objective, as a sideline objective, can we take a rest? The people generally don't have this intention in the mind to take a rest. Rather, they're going to do things that will make them more tired. So the first thing is to get this understanding corrected, to get this mindset right, that this is not an objective in deen. And in any case, if a person is taking a break for the right reasons, take a small breather to refresh the heart and mind, to become more alert now for one's work, and just to change of environment a little bit, it all helps to just refreshen oneself. So that's fine. But strictly within what Allah Ta'ala's commands are, what the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, if we overstep that, then we have gone in the wrong direction. We've gone into the negative, into the red territory. So that's one aspect that we need to remind ourselves, refreshing this message and lesson from time to time, and have our niyat very clear and clean. And then our actions also conforming to what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, not crossing that line. Then there's nevertheless another one aspect in this, that when this kind of free time comes, So it's free time in the sense that, for example, a person now will not be going to work because it's work. There's no work at the moment. Things have now shut down. Factories will shut down. Many businesses give their staff off. So that's, on that note, this free time. Oh, what becomes like public holidays. Today is a public holiday, they say. So now meaning that everything is now closed. There's no formal work that is taking place. So a person has the free time. So free time, person takes a bit, few hours more of rest, does some things that might be necessary in terms of some household things, whatever. Very good. No problem. But sometimes the concept of free time gets mixed up. Many a times when there's free time, so things that a person didn't ever think about doing when there was work time. When the person was busy, engaged in business, in work, in whatever, those things don't even come to mind. Now because there's free time, so the person now wants to engage in things that are not even in order, to go to places, do things that are not in order, or to waste the time in some futility which is harmful. A person now has got free time, so now he says, okay, now he's spending free time on his phone. How much of free time he's spending on his phone is another matter, but in a futile way. Now this is another very harmful aspect. What is if it's gone into haram, that's totally out. That is disastrous. But even the futile time wasting is also a very big problem. Now this is the very important aspect, that because we have regarded time as just there, the value of time is not there. So now when there's free time, it means that time can be wasted now. So what is if a person now rested a bit more, because he was tired, exhausted from whatever the busy time was. So now he took it easy, relaxed, rested. So now, rest the body, rest the mind, no problem. But now when this becomes a sort of part of the agenda to waste time, in the sense that engaging in futility. So now that actually robs a person of the time to rest also. Person sat till half the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, engaging himself in some futility. So the time that was available to rest also went away. That time to didn't, and now the person more tired. So that is how Shaitan now puts us in a bigger chakkar now, that now I needed this time to rest, but now that time went away, so now then the work time is tired because he wasted that time in futility. Now this is due to the lack of the qadr and the appreciation of the time Allah has given us. In one hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that ni'matani maghboonun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal-faragh. There are two great bounties of Allah Ta'ala, which many people are in a loss. Meaning they lose it. They don't have that appreciation for it. As a result, they fall in a great loss. Imagine a person has capital, 100,000 rands, to now invest it somewhere, and then squandered it. And now end of the day, end of the week or month, say what? Okay, what has been done now? We need to start earning the dividends and earning the returns. You know, the whole thing was just spent and wasted or squandered. It is a terrible loss. Lost out for now and lost out for the profits of the future and everything. Wasted the capital also. So now this is such a valuable ni'mat and bounty of Allah Ta'ala that a lot can be earned with it. The value of the bounty of time. But sometimes it is just whiled away and wasted completely in just futile things, completely futile. One is a person is, for example, now sitting with family, sitting with some friends, now just to relax a little bit, having some general conversation. That conversation is not crossing the line of deen in any way. The niyat is clear. It'll make somebody happy a little bit or refresh my mind a little bit. and there's a reasonable time to it. And understood, that's fine, within the limits. But now it goes on hours on end. Hours on end, meaning sometimes people even talk about it that they sat the whole night like that. So, then you must have read Tahajjud also. It says, no, they didn't read Tahajjud. From after Isha, they carried on. They started off with whatever, some braai of theirs. And then the whole night went away. Fajr time came away. There was no Tahajjud also. While, though everybody was awake, which normally they were fast asleep, so they didn't make Tahajjud. Now, to that particular time, they were wide awake. But the tawfiq of Tahajjud also didn't come. Even two rakats, nafil. Okay, must have made some zikr, some tasbihat, you know, just talking and yapping away the whole night. Now, this is a very big problem. This is a serious matter. This is a complete lack of qadr of time, which is such a valuable... Now, imagine if a person sitting in that circle, in that time, that whole night, just yapping away, if that person knew that tomorrow morning, I'll be buried in my grave. Because by Fajr time, so my ruh is going to leave, what is going to happen? If somebody had to know that, so what will be the outcome of that knowledge? That I may not be alive tomorrow morning, I'll be already gone from dunya. How will we spend that night? Now we are not of that caliber that we can spend the whole night in ibadat and so on. But at the same time, we cannot be affording to waste the whole night in just idle conversations. There has to be some balance in everything. So we're taking a break, for example. A break doesn't mean we break all the rules also. And we waste all the time. So this additional time, this free time, should also make some time for some additional good. Some additional amal. Not much more than at least some little bit more. Because it's free time. So appreciate that free time and earn something with it. So a little bit more amal. This is a time to also think about those things which are refreshing to, but it's a great reward. And it brings great benefit in dunya and akhirat. For example, visiting family people, family members, with the niyat of sila rahmi, joining family ties. Now this has become a forgotten thing, illa mashallah. Once upon a time it was a standard thing. People would travel distances just to go for half an hour, visit some relative and come back. Because that was to keep up the ties, to keep up the relationships. And people would be happily received. Now all this has become a forgotten thing. Neither we are ready to just make a little bit effort to meet and visit family. And we're not even happy when two people just suddenly pitch up, because now we got our own things to do. So now plan something. Some elderly, especially the elderly, the sickly, that's an additional reward also. So it's a visit at the same time. It's a visit, it's a little bit of a, call it an outing if you wish. But with the niyat of sila rahmi, with the niyat of visiting the sick, 70,000 malaika make dua, maghfirat for that person till the evening, if they went in the morning, and likewise in the evening till the morning. So such great rewards. Now those opportunities are sometimes there, but we don't have the time for it because we are so occupied in other things, futile things. So now to just drive or go somewhere half an hour away to visit some family person, some elderly person, some sick person. So now that will disrupt our fun, disrupt all our activities. So there's not that every day this is going to be the standard thing, we're going to be visiting some person every day, but at least some days, at least sometimes, and with this niyat. So there's a lot that can be achieved with minimal effort. And that is something we looking for our chance now to this change of routine. So subhanAllah, add this into it. So like this, there are many other things that we can be thinking about, applying our minds to it, something constructive. For example now, we have some growing up children and they need to see how people, what halat they are going through, how life is. So now there's a place for the elderly aged people, for the old age home they call it, But it's not the ideal way of describing it. But in any case, there are places of this nature where, unfortunately, because of how society has gone, this has become a need. That there have to be facilities to take care of the elderly. Whereas, that was always done within the home, within family circles. If somebody lost their spouse and lost their, there was nobody else, somebody within the family circles will do what is necessary and everybody will be part of it. It was just a standard thing. But now this has become a problem, and as a result these kind of facilities have to be put in place. So now we take our children, there's a facility for females, for example, so we take our daughters there, the mother will take the daughters, go visit them, make salam to them. Sometimes that which for us is a very ordinary thing, and maybe just even like an outing, but a very ordinary thing, but for them is a very great thing, that somebody actually came to visit them. Somebody actually came to just check on them. It's a very big thing for them. Father took his sons to the facility for males, elderly males, share something with them. They don't need things often, but they just need somebody to come and make salam to them. They just need somebody to come and greet them. That too makes such a big difference for them. So now these are things also we should look into, add this to our free time itinerary, and not just while away all the time in things that are just what we call fun and fun and fun, but then after that fun, now we're feeling miserable. What kind of fun is that? That after that fun brings misery. And a person, for example, recites Quran Sharif, so now normally he was reciting for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I felt now today is a free day, I'm going to read for 1 hour. So you can write it down and you would have experienced it yourself, and ask anybody who spent that extra time in the tilawat, even that minimal time, that after the tilawat, has anybody ever felt miserable? Na'uzubillah. Never. People who were feeling miserable and they sat to recite Quran Sharif, they felt lighter. They felt that happiness. They felt that goodness. They felt a positive feeling in some way or the other. So that what kind of fun is that? That after that fun, there's misery. Now I'm feeling, hey, you know, everything just like soda water just fizzled out. Now I'm feeling down, like everything. What happened now? So zikr of Allah Ta'ala, tilawat, this is what gives a person a spiritual boost. And that spiritual boost enlivens the heart. And the heart is alive, a person is happy. When the heart is alive, then the person is feeling comfortable. And if the heart becomes spiritually dead, you can do all the things externally, or this going here, that fun, and this excitement, and whatever. But the heart will be still aching out of that lack of life, spiritual life. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we appreciate this ni'mat of time. We don't take it just for granted. We try to put it into good use and earn the rewards of akhirat, and the barakat of that will even come in dunya. And then these are things, simple things, which will, on the one side, it become a kind of like a refreshing thing for our hearts and minds because of the change of routine. But this will give even more happiness. Bringing happiness to the hearts of people, that some elderly person, some family person, we met them, just spent some time with them. Even that 15-20 minutes we gave them, we brought some happiness to them. That happiness that we will bring to the hearts of others, Allah will make our hearts happy. Allah Ta'ala will fill our hearts with that happiness and comfort. And merely seeing people get happy with your presence, for having come, for having visited them, for having just taken some time to come and see them, that will reflect. That will reflect on your own heart. You see somebody getting happy because of that, it will make you feel good and comfortable. So these are things we should encourage our families to do, rather than just smiling all the time in here, there and everywhere. These are really things that we should be looking into. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding, the correct understanding. Allah Ta'ala keep us on the path of Sirat-e-Mustaqim at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk. anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma iftah lana bil khair wa ikhtim lana bil khair waj'al awaqib umurina bil khair biyadika al khair innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana 'ala rusulik wa la tukhzina yawmal qiyamah innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله.